Well, good afternoon. It is now 1:07, and I am calling this hearing to order. So this is a public hearing for the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to proposed rules regarding WAC 308, 124A, 713, which is the application for managing broker license examination, other qualification or related experiences, WAC 308, 124A, 715, which is unsuccessful managing broker applicant alternate qualifications, and WAC 308, 124A, 815, which is prohibited firm and assumed names. This hearing is being held at Department of Licensing Real Estate Programs, Black Lake Building 3, second floor, conference room 3204, located at 2000 4th Avenue West, Olympia, Washington, 98502, at 1:07 on October 16, 2018. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 18-18-039 and WSR 18-18-040, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on August 29, 2018. Copies of the proposed rules are available on our table, and I believe you have a copy as well, Garrett. Mm-hmm. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents as part of this proceeding. This rule is proposed pursuant to provisions of RCW 18.85.041, and my name is Lynn Briscoe, and I am the Assistant Administrator for the Real Estate Programs. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are any questions regarding the proposed rules. So with me today is Bill Dutra. He's our Investigations and Audit Program Manager. Stacy Harms, who is our Management Analyst within the Real Estate Programs. And then Debbie Wright, who is our Professional Licensing Manager within Real Estate Licensing. The procedures today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on our table. The sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order which you have signed in. To assist preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comment from Mary Hole Drury from the Washington Realtors Association in support of the amendments for all three proposals. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please give them to us, and we will include them in the formal record, and copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. So with that, we will now hear any oral statements from those present. And Garrett, you have signed on our rule sign-in sheet. You didn't indicate whether you wish to testify or not. Are there any comments you'd like to provide?
Not at this time.
Okay. And there are no other public participants in attendance. So with that, if there's no discussion or questions relative to the proposals or any other comments, we appreciate you participating and coming today. Thank Mary for her comments that will be part of the record. The department will be preparing a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments that we've received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category subject matter. Copies of this concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. And Garrett, you'll receive a copy as well for signing in today and being present. So with that, it is now 1:12, and this hearing is adjourned. Can you hit stop?